Hello, you big college football crazies. You know who this is. This is Brett Gunner, your number one college football handicapper. I'm ready to give you some inside information on the International Bowl that pits the Western Michigan Broncos 8-4 versus the Cincinnati Bearcats, a great team coming out of the Big East. If you look at these two teams, you got to look at Cincinnati's ability to run the ball with running backs Butler Benson and Greg Moore and Bradley Clanthar. They should all get some touches, and they're both and all great, powerful running backs. Dustin Grutza has been slowed by a back injury, but he's been cleared by Coach Narduzzi. He has a great backup, Nick Davala, who played very well in the regular season final. Tight end Brent Seelig should be the priority in this offense. He gets open across the middle. He makes great plays. He's a reason why Cincinnati averages 353.5 yards a game. When you look at this Cincinnati team, they will have to deal with some adversity as head coach Mark D'Antonio decided to take the Michigan State job despite the fact the Bearcats matched his offer. I mean, what's up with that? Your team just beat Rutgers. They were on a roll, and you want to go to a sorry Michigan State team. Well, you know what? Pat Narduzzi stepped up to the plate. He's taken over for this team. He's looking to take this Cincinnati Bearcats team to the next level. On the other hand, the Western Michigan Broncos are led by Ryan Kubot. He is literally an extension of his head coach because he is the son of his head coach, Bill Kubot. Ryan tries to make it too much at his times with his strong arm. And, you know, a lot of people say he's trying to impress his father. Well, that's just his game. He likes to throw the ball deep. He's been doing that ever since high school. And I know that because Brett Gunner has been watching him since high school. Running back Mark Bonds is a powerful back. He averages about 20 yards a carry, but he's not going to get it done because Cincinnati has one of the best run defenses in the nation. Its front seven swarms the ball carriers. In addition, the Cincinnati pass rushers have taken advantage of run defense by putting their opposing teams into passing situations, and that's why the Cincinnati Bearcats have won their games. They beat Rutgers. They're ready to take on Western Michigan. This game is in Toronto. You might as well say it's literally in Cincinnati. You might as well go on eBay. Tell everybody that you bet them everything that you're going to win. Sell your TV. You don't even have to watch the game. Take that money. Bet it on the game. Go on eBay. Laugh on everybody else who says you're selling your TV for this game. Yeah, you're sending it because Big Brett Gunner is going to win this for you. He's going to carry you across the goal line. It's going to be a touchdown. It's going to be a 50-yard field goal that's good. Even though Western Michigan thinks they're going to win, even though Cincinnati lost their head coach, and it is a big loss, that's not going to be a distraction. They're going to come through. They're going to win. You can mark it down. You might as well figure that you're going to have a new car by next week with all the money I'm winning you on this game. You might as well dump your girlfriend and trade her in and upgrade because you're upgrading with this game. You're upgrading with Brett Gunner. I am the best handicapper in all of college football. I am the best ever. You can't stop me. I'm laughing right now because this game is going down, not to the final quarter, not to the final whistle. It is going to be 21-17. Cincinnati pulling it out in the third corner, having Western Michigan come back in the fourth, but closing it out. Take care. It's a Brett Gunner exclusive.